There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. In the last hour, I kind of teased that we'd be going over a Facebook post that I saw this week that I think sort of asked some really good questions about the ideas of liberty, their implementation, practicality, the Free State Project, and all of those things. These things are important to me. Johnson, I believe they're important to you.
Maybe.
So, you know, maybe people will glean some knowledge from this. Now, first off, we have to have a base operating here. The ideas of liberty really are, well, they spring from the non-aggression principle. The non-aggression principle is the statement that you should never use force or fraud. You should never initiate force or fraud in order to get what you want, whether it's a political or social goal, whatever it might be.
That fraud one's a real sticky one.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's lots of dancing around the edges, but it applies really well to 97.5% of the things in life. After, you know, there's some
except
great...
for that one big one.
Well,
religion.
Religion? I see. Well, you want to... I don't think that it's not fraudulent to share what you believe to be true with someone. So, that's not fraudulent.
I don't think a lot of people believe what they say they believe.
I would agree with you that I would say a lot of people just certainly don't practice what they say they believe.
I mean, if people, like, really believed what they say they believe, then every time someone died, there would be, like 80-plus percent of people would be really happy. Like, they got to go to heaven! Ah!
Hey,
you know, there would be no, like, funeral and black
clothing. I saw a really cool meme on Facebook. It said an atheist, a vegan, and a CrossFitter all walked into a bar. I only know because within the first 2 minutes they told everybody.
Yeah.
you're the atheist, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. No, absolutely.
All right, so here we go. With this gal's post, I'm not going to say her name. Oh, the ideas of liberty, I also have to tell you what the Free State Project is. The Free State Project is to move 20,000 people who believe in the ideas of liberty to one state to see what happens. Maybe we'll make it a freer place. Maybe we'll make it a better place. Maybe these ideas that we've been talking about for decades, really have been talking about, but people have been talking about for centuries, but that have been really sort of spruced up in the last few decades, maybe these ideas really just stink. Maybe they're no good at all. But we're never going to find out if we don't try to implement some of them. So this gal says, I'm wanting to join the FSP. That's the Free State Project. But I have some questions and concerns as I'm doing research. I would like as much information and opinions to help me understand the FSP in New Hampshire and these issues better. This is a copy of an email that I sent and people recommended I post it here. So this is quoting it. I just need a better understanding of the Free State Project and its philosophy. I saw videos about people getting ostracized and then, and you know, I'm not sure which one we're talking about here, but
most likely just talking about Cantwell.
It could be. There's lots of videos that come out of New Hampshire with the Liberty Media capital of the world. And the normal stuff of life doesn't make it out on people's YouTube channels because it's not interesting. It's the abnormal stuff that's interesting. So I would say that there are people that have been ostracized. Our Wednesday night host, Cantwell.
It's irony how like that goes full circle to like our first segment where we were talking about, you know, libertarians believing it's okay to use violence.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, in that context, we were talking about libertarians and, you know, believing the military is, you know, and sure, definitely use military violence and, you know, obviously stealing from people in order to do that. But there's another level of debate, which is, you know, the idea of whether or not it's acceptable to use retaliatory force against agents of the state just because they are agents of the state. And
that,
therefore,
talking about why Cantwell has been ostracized.
Right.
Is that, that's it.
But that's, it's, again, it's another disagreement over what makes one, you know, it's the next level of libertarian purity test based on aggressive force.
Yeah. And I can see both sides in the argument about the ostracization of Cantwell. I believe he's a great radio talk show host, and that's the reason that we have him on the air. But there's some people that really don't like that we put him on the air. So anyway, he says here.
And it's funny because as an organization or whatnot, you know, if there's an organization that's ideals are to promote peace, I've personally been in a position to say I don't support Cantwell, which is, it's irony because I like him as a person and I like his sense of humor. You know, and it's like, I have no problem with his sense of humor or his politics at all, but there's that level of thing, and then there's the level of, do I feel like certain ideas are promoting peace? And it's like, no, that's not, you know, if you're advocating for violence or saying that violence is in any situation a good thing or good that it happened, then that's not promotion of peace in my, you know, it may be morally okay, but it's not promoting peace.
I also don't think it's very practical. It's not going to get us from point A to point B,
sure,
which is more liberty, and that's what I'm hoping for. And she goes on, I have some concerns about how difference of opinion will work, I guess. I believe strongly that people should live as they choose, but I'm concerned about fighting for felons to have their guns. Or certain people that would harm in the case I've mentioned earlier. So here she is. She's worried about felons having guns. And I think that this is an interesting issue because...
Do you?
I'm a felon, and I can't own a gun as a result, legally. But, you know, what's that do to my wife? What's the dangers that, you know, can she own a gun if I can't? Because it'd still be in the house when she's
not. Spend all this time at the range now.
And what about my son growing up in a house where, you know, his dad can't protect him? Or at least isn't going to be able to buy the tools to protect him as well as any other. So that's interesting. But I think that, for me, that goes back to the old saying is that if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns, right? Well, everyone would agree that there's people that have left prison and now are operating within the law. So doesn't it hold true for felons, too, that if you outlaw felons owning guns, only the outlaw felons will own guns? You're not stopping felons from getting guns by having a law that says felons can't possess weapons. You're simply outlawing for the people that the only people that care about the law are the felons that care about laws.
Right.
So I'm of the opinion if you're safe to release into the world, then you should be safe to own a weapon. At the very least, if you want a practical solution from me on that position, I think that there should be a law that anybody who's been free of government supervision for a year or 2 years or 5 years, you pick, I don't care, that... it's been 20 for me or something, some large amount. I don't know. I may be doing the math wrong. But, you know, there should be some kind of point where it's like, oh, yeah, it's all right for you to own a gun now. Otherwise, you're telling people they just can't defend themselves. They can't defend their families. And I personally am not a big gun guy. It's not my thing. But I know that there are felons that this is important to. And they probably have guns. And so you're just turning people that otherwise aren't doing anything wrong into lawbreakers. And that's a bad thing. Outlawing felons possessing guns does not prevent any felons from possessing guns except the ones that would obey your laws anyway. Anyway, then she goes on and says she's concerned about taking all the money from police and schools. Well, let's talk about taking money from police and schools. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon in New Hampshire, the Free State Project. But police departments are very costly for a community. And in many cases, they don't need the amount of officers they have. They're a big liability. I live in a town where there are no police. They just don't have any police officers. If they had a problem in some area of town where someone was speeding, they could just as easily put up a some kind of... one of these radar cameras. Things, the radar camera things that spits out tickets, right? I don't know. I think in New Hampshire it's illegal to have license plate readers, so that may not work here.
Right.
But in 49 other states, that could certainly be the solution.
Ooh, I wonder, is it illegal for private citizens to unlicense play readers in New Hampshire?
I don't know the answer to that.
I wonder. Curious.
I also want to talk about public schools, because I was thinking about this today, and the funding of public schools I find to be a real problem. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. If you're on the internet, bad things can happen. There's no doubt about it. One form of protection that you need is ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. What it does is encrypts all of your data that goes from your computer to the website that you're going to. Your internet service provider who's logging all your information, they're logging all that information. And they'll turn it over to pretty much whomever asks for it without so much as a fuss. How does that make you feel? Well, if you don't like it, ProXPN.com. By the way, you don't have to be some kind of international criminal to want to have your, you know, protection, what you're looking for online. There have been people that have been visited by the government for simply going to, you know, looking for things online. Strange, you know, Google searches that the government believes for whatever reason. Are you looking for crockpots? Or what is it, steam cookers? What are the bombers in Chicago?
Right, exactly, yeah. Pressure cooker.
Yeah, pressure cookers and backpacks? You need a visit. So, you never know. Because all you have to do with ProXPN is go and download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. One account works for all your devices simultaneously and at the same time. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to ProXPN.com/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. ProXPN.com/FTL. And use promo code FTL50 and you'll get 50% off an annual account. It's just $5 a month. It's FTL50 at ProXPN.com/FTL. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent. You get past regionally blocked websites if you're at work or something like that, or China or something like that. It's important. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all that with the risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. For privacy, that is priceless. Let's go to Tom in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about the storm. And, you know,
this is a storm that went out locally here, people in Arizona care nothing of this storm.
I realize that, but we got over 7 decimeters of snow here in Nashua, and one thing...
what is that in feet?
This topic is also relevant to a lot of people around the country, too, because, you take a look at the...
Before we go on, Tom, decimeters, do you use decimeters and, you know, the metric system in your daily life, and do you find it difficult to interact with those of us who speak American?
Well, the only reason they speak American is just to make things difficult for intelligent people. But anyway, as I was getting at, what's the non-metric equivalent for a megabyte anyway? Anyway, you get all this snow that they keep plowing onto the sidewalks to punish people for walking. Instead of plowing the sidewalks, they get money to plow the streets. They get money to plow the sidewalks, but they don't. And they got money to they keep paving roads and then not having a sidewalk along the road. So and then putting up crosswalk lights traffic lights without crosswalk lights because they don't care about people without cars. Most of the bureaucrats who run cities and towns, they see the world through a windshield. And when somebody wants to build an apartment house, they look at the site plan and, you know, I mean, you got to say, okay, there's got to be a way for the fire trucks to get in there and ambulances, emergencies. What are we going to do here? Safety issues. But they say, where are the tenants going to park their cars? Which is kind of like asking, where are they going to land their helicopters? You know, if you have a helicopter, then you got to find a place where you can land your helicopter. But if you don't have one, why should tenants without cars have to pay for the added cost of the parking lot? And then, you know, you pick up the want ads because, of course, they don't let people run a business near places where people can live because then people could walk to work. Can't get to that job because the buses don't go out that way. Oh, can't take that job because the buses don't run that late. Oh, can't take that job because the buses don't run that early. I can't get there. Oh, here's a job and I can take it. You work there. They hold back a week. You finally get your first paycheck. You bring it down to the bank. Oh, the drive-up window is open. The bank lobby is not. I'm sorry, we can't serve walk-ups at the drive-up window because of insurance regulations. Well, You're telling me the insurance company makes them close the lobby at 4 while they leave the drive-up window open until 6? I don't think so. And it's right up there with, notice, some idiot from Massachusetts goes out driving drunk and kills somebody, and then they go to prison for it. But when they get out, eventually they get their driver's license back, but they don't get to keep a firearm because they're a convicted felon. But, you know, because keeping a firearm, which is a Second Amendment constitutional right, is somehow treated more of a privilege than the legally classified as a privilege keeping, you know, a driver's license, because they just don't give a fire truck about the rights of people without cars and people who are on foot. They're out because it's, I suspect partly it's because they see the world through a windshield, and it never even occurs to some of them that they should care about people without cars, but also because it's easier to control people who have cars. They can make them put a license plate on the car, and they can revoke your driver's license, but they can't really, you know, bicycling is a legal right, but driving a car, they get to regulate you. And so they punish people for walking, trying to make it as much of a hassle as possible to get by without a car. So that way they can, what?
You are one of the great philosophers of our time. Thank you so much for the call. 855-453. He's right. Come on. He's right. You know
right.
He's right.
Yep.
Yep. So there we go. I want to go on.
No, I wouldn't want them to spend that money.
I'm not claiming that. He's just showing that it's values
right.
That people have.
Yep.
So we were reading this post of a gal who's, you know, got some concerns about moving up for the Free State Project, the ideas of liberty generally, and she's concerned about the idea of spending money, that people want to stop spending money on schools. And I have seen a lot of stuff recently on Facebook. Maybe this is just me, but, you know, people saying that we need, you know why I want to live, you know why I don't mind paying taxes to send other people to school, even though I don't have children? Because I don't want to live around a bunch of dum-dums.
Yeah, except for the thing is that I strongly feel that schools are making kids stupid.
19% of graduates, high school graduates in this country, I just saw the number today, 19% are functionally illiterate.
They are you just driving the bar lower and lower and lower.
You could not send anybody to school if you would get that kind of percentage.
And parents aren't paying attention, and they don't care. They're just, hey, let's just keep throwing money at it. It's just like health care in this country. Let's just keep throwing money at insurance and not care about the price at all, because we're just having to pay insurance now, and now we're forced to pay insurance, and nobody's looking at the costs. And it's just like the schools. Nobody is looking at the costs for what they're getting, and we're not getting anything.
Well, at least with vouchers, there's some kind of competition. Obviously, there's no competition on pricing, but there's competition on the service you get.
There are schools that spend like $500 a student that are outperforming. Oh, yeah. Schools that spend like $10,000, you know, like $20,000, $30,000 a student.
855 450 free, Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. You can either use the toll-free line, 855-450-FREE, or you can use the Skypes, or username LRN.FM. That's Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM on Skype. What we've been doing here is reading a Facebook post from somebody who, you know, is asking some sort of basic questions about the ideas of liberty, about New Hampshire generally, the Free State Project. And I think that she's got some good questions, so we've been reading it here. The one thing I think is sort of the concerns of what a place where no organization is allowed to claim a monopoly privilege on the use of force is, well, worrying about what that place might be like is probably not worth doing, because we're not going to see that likely in our lifetimes. You know, we're just, the model of the state has been around for, depending on who you talk to, between 4,000 and 9,000 years, and it's pretty thoroughly entrenched. A group of people claim the monopoly privilege in the use of violence, and if you stand in their way, they will use their minions to run all over you. Try not paying your taxes, and you'll see that I'm right away. And she's got some other questions. I want to go on with it. But real quick, let's go to Chris, calling in from, it looks like, Indy. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, Indianapolis, Indiana here. And by the way, I lived in Sarasota, Florida for 5 years, so I know all about the troubles you guys went through when you were down there.
I guess New Hampshire's next, huh?
Well, one state at a time. How about that?
Okay.
So I just, you know, the Internet has created a whole new class of tough guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
You go on Facebook and you read the comments and, you know, oh, if I ever see a gangbanger, I'm going to shoot him. Or if I ever see a thug come into my house, I'm going to blow him up. Or whatever. You know, these yep. tough guys, mostly right-wing conservatives from the South, who are just really tough. And they talk tough. But then whenever they get pulled over by a police officer, they turn into, like, sniveling, wilting little flowers. And they say, oh, when a cop pulls me over, I say, yes, sir. No, sir, I don't move my hands. I don't do anything until they tell me to do it. I just think it's so hypocritical.
What if it's genetic?
It could be.
There are studies that are done, and I don't know if it's genetic or if it's sociological, but I tend to think that it might be genetic to some extent, is that males kind of fall in line in hierarchies much more than women do. So, like, women don't see the hierarchies the way that guys do. For instance, they did a study, and this is not the only study on this, but it's one that I can think of off the top of my head, where they would, I think they would park a car wrong in a parking space, and people would be, men would be less upset about it if the car was a nice car, if it was a Mercedes or something like that. But if it was a crap car, they'd be more upset. So this was sort of a way for them, you know, among other ways that they did. This is just one experiment to sort of distinguish, you know, what do you think if somebody's clearly got privilege? What is it? And I think what you may be seeing there is that that sort of inborn or at the very least inculcated idea of authority and the way that people react to it.
I have to confess something. I not only don't make that distinction, but I have gone to a website called youparklikeanahole.com.
Yes.
And on this website, there's a PDF that you can actually print out of tickets that you can issue to people who park in such a fashion that are like real big, and you have check marks like, took two spots, not so nice car. Took two spots, nice car. And you just check all that apply, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, over the yellow line, like just, you know, you're blocking a driveway. All these different types of things that can be applied to a thing. And the thing about it is this ticket has, like, lines on it or whatever. And it's the URL, you know, is real big. So you just put it so it's visible right on their car. And it's just there for, you know, however long. And they get to come back and find that.
One thing I don't like about that is that sometimes, for instance, this happened to somebody I know. Sometimes you have to park funny because there's not that many parking spaces, and the person who parked before you parked
right.
funny, right?
Right.
So you end up getting over the line or close to the line or whatever.
I don't tend to issue the ticket in those particular
Just because you
cars.
Don't doesn't mean that every other sure. a-hole that goes youparklikeanahole.com. I mean, you know, you have to admit, anybody who goes to the site yes. and wants to hand out these tickets is probably also qualifies as an a-hole.
Sure, but it's also you're not going to get, it's not like there's actually some sort of monetary fine for this.
No.
I mean, you know, you go
but
back and go,
pressure.
It wasn't my fault. Nah, you know.
We spend our whole lives wanting to be right and not be wrong. And so this could be, you know, it could be a bit scalding for people.
Maybe you should have walked.
Chris?
I'm here.
Yeah, just listening, huh?
I get so lost in your show because I love how you guys just move from one topic to the other. Seamlessly. We went from monopoly on violence to giving out state parking tickets. I love it.
Thanks for the call, Chris. 855-450-FREE.
And there really are no, there's no violence behind a fake parking ticket either.
No, but it's annoying. I mean, you know, somebody... It's okay, so
you don't have a right to not be offended, sir.
Oh, you could believe you are going to get an earful from me if you put one of those things on my car.
I'm going to find your car now if parked wrong someday.
Now, this is another thing is I've seen people.
Are you blocking a driveway right now?
I've seen people take up like two parking spaces. I've even seen people take up four and like just so nobody parks anywhere near their vehicle, right? I think that that's cool if you go to an area in the parking lot where nobody is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you're willing to walk that eighth of a mile to get to the grocery store or whatever, it's fine with me if you choose to do that. I understand you've got a new car. You want to keep it as new as you possibly could. You've put a lot of money into accessories and that kind of thing. I'm not going to begrudge you that. Now, if you try to do that crap at 6 o'clock in the morning and you take up four prime parking spaces and you leave it there all day. Yeah, okay. Yes, indeed. You are an a-hole.
And I might, at that point, even call the state to have you towed.
I
know a lot of people are going,
I don't know. So, I've having had a car towed one time, I've got to say that you really are going to have to upset me to have me go ahead and have your vehicle towed.
Right.
Because it is a big pain in the butt, and it's costly as it could possibly be. So,
hey, but if you're parking across four spots, sorry,
it would be
there's no other option at that point. I mean, unfortunately, in most places, you know, the state is the only option to have a vehicle towed.
Well, it's actually not the state. In most cases, you'll have a parking lot will be handled by a tow company.
Okay,
and that tow company will essentially ransom the vehicle
unless
off
it's
you.
Like where the parking is owned by the city.
Oh yeah, then you're right. Screwed. Right. The city's gonna. Right. Then you go to the city.
Like it is here in Keene. You know, the parking is owned by the city. It's not owned.
Yeah,
by
not
businesses,
all.
Right?
There's plenty of parking that's not owned by the city. More parking in Keene is not owned by the city than is owned by the city. It's just most of the choice parking.
Right.
Is Keene.
Yeah, I was going to say not the prime parking. The prime parking is the stuff that's all owned by the city.
So I want to go on with what this gal posted here on Facebook. She says,
I want to briefly on that. So we're talking about the schooling and whatnot. I actually got into a debate on Facebook.
We were talking about what would happen if in the absence of the state forcing people to fund schooling.
So there was a guy who ran this free thought forum thing. You know, he did all these discussions, libertarian stuff down in Sarasota. It was like a free thinkers, not necessarily atheist, but like religious, atheist, agnostic, all this group of people to just get together and discuss all the sorts of topics. We just enjoyed conversation. And so this guy and I got into a debate a couple of years ago, and he completely unfriended me on Facebook. And recently, after a few years, sent me back a message and said, our debate about school, I was wrong. Took him a couple of years to just come back and say, I was wrong, and we are now unschooling our daughter. And I found successful results. And you know, he's an atheist. He's not even religious. Not a religious unschooling thing. He's doing it because school sucks. Project.com.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're looking to get gold or silver, place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get great prices and great service, but you help Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Skype. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I know that there's a lot of the listeners out there that have probably heard of the story that I'm going to be bringing up. It's about the Lodi Police Department down in Florida.
Lodi, that's in the woods. Go ahead.
They apparently arrested a reporter from PNAC, Mr. Gray, and it was for...
Now, PNAC's the organization that has the website photographyisnotacrime.com?
Correct.
Okay.
There was apparently some misunderstanding with the with Mr. Gray's license, and the officer was told by dispatch that his CDL was suspended or revoked. He had retired from driving a semi, so he got rid of his CDL. And the officer arrested the man, put him in the back of the seat of his squad car, and then a sergeant came out. I guess I don't know why the sergeant would come out and he wouldn't just simply take the man to jail. But a sergeant came out and explained to him that, no, you're wrong. The man's regular license is completely valid. You have to let him go. Well, if they would have said, hey, we messed up, no big deal, it would have probably been all done and over with. But Mr. Gray posted a video, of course, to YouTube of the interaction. And the police department went on Facebook to try and do damage control. Well, in their attempt at doing damage control, they deleted over 50 posts from people that were critical of the government or of their actions.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And as far as
curating their page, gotcha.
Well, as far as my understanding is, I mean, I think Facebook would be a private thing, but if it's a government website, then that becomes a matter of record keeping and FOIA requests. So they started deleting tons of comments that were critical of the...
So this wasn't a mistake. They just went and deleted critical comments.
Oh, absolutely. It was intentional.
Yeah.
They're deliberately hiding their actions and their malfeasance and their failures. And I just really wanted to put them out on blast and tell everybody, go ahead and check it out. They've disabled posting comments to the page now, but you can still post to the existing comments.
Let me ask you this.
It's a popular tactic to make a page with the exact same name and post comments to that page.
that is a popular tactic. So is it... I can see your point that erasing things that your constituents have said about your government service on Facebook is it's pretty slimy. But what if you don't allow comments at all in the first place? Just no comments. Sorry. Is that also a bad thing, or do you think that that's acceptable behavior?
Well, I would say that if it's coming from an organization which claims a monopoly on violence, then they should allow the public to critique them.
But they're not going to get a lot of support.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask some questions real quick. This page, what's the name of this police page?
Lawdy Police Department, LAWTEY.
I don't know if you're in front of a computer, but how many likes does that page have?
They just went over 500. They have 542, which is ironic because it was a majority of the people that were bashing the police department that started liking it.
Boy, I would think that you could get 542 likes, more than 542 likes, really fast, and then anybody who searches for that police department would come up with your page rather than theirs.
Probably true. Liberty Phoenix, thanks for letting us know.
Guys.
Thanks. 855 450 free. Let's go to Nick calling in on Skype. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. I have a question about New Hampshire.
Okay. Turn down the audio on your computer because it sounds like I'm talking to myself.
All right. My bad. My question basically relates to New Hampshire and about looking about moving there.
Okay. Hold on. Before you go on, Nick, have you signed up for the Free State Project?
Best areas to move there, too.
Okay. Just a second. Have you signed up for the Free State Project already?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. And you want to know what the best places in New Hampshire are to move?
Correct.
Okay, well, I think that New Hampshire has a lot of different places that provide a lot of different things to people, depending on what they're looking for. If you want a large and varied liberty community, probably Manchester, the biggest city in the state, is the place to go, because that's where most liberty activists are. If you want a small town, a rural experience, in a place where they have lots of liberty activists, Grafton would be the place to go. If you're looking for low cost, Berlin, New Hampshire, like the same as the German city, Berlin, but it's pronounced Berlin. Berlin, New Hampshire has very low rents and very low costs of housing. If you're really into the outside the system activism, Keene, New Hampshire is the place to go. If you're looking for sort of the homeschooling, family-oriented stuff, the seacoast looks pretty good, as does the Lebanon area.
Or if you're really good at pretending to be a liberal, Keene is a good place to be.
There's a few places like that, sadly, in New Hampshire. But there's plenty of places that if you're really good at looking like a conservative, there's that too. So, Nick, does that answer the question?
Thank you very much. That was pretty much it. That was my only question.
Did you mention the Seacoast?
I did. Seacoast is good for families, I think, would be my statement. When do you think you're moving up? Nick?
I guess we answered his question.
Yeah, I guess he's gone. Another question I like to ask is, how did you find out about the Free State Project?
The other thing I would recommend, too, though, is for somebody like that, is to go have a discussion and go get on the Free State Project forums.
They do have forums, and they also have Facebook pages of all different sorts of Facebook pages. I'm actually reading what we're talking about here from the Porcupines group. That's porcupines are what we call folks that have joined the Free State Project. So going on with the posts that I've been reading here. Let's see. She doesn't agree with taking all the money from the police and schools. She wants to feel safe, and most people in the world are inherently good. But there are exceptions. If there's no police, who do you call if someone breaks into your home? I don't agree with 99% of what the police and government have done and do. However, I believe that it's if it's fully gone, then what? And I think that this is a question a lot of people have. So first off, you know, I think the government should be as responsible as possible for funding, and that's a first step, right? After that, you can sort of look at what voluntary solutions are to problems like policing and schools and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to be getting rid of police departments in America anytime soon. But
I think that's extremely unfortunate, but I don't agree with you, the government being as responsible as possible for funding. I'd like to just see it end, you know? I'd like to see people
it
stop funding.
Really responsible,
I know, that's
right?
True. Yeah, it can't be, you know? And
but if a service is of value, it's going to exist. And I would contend that security services like the police are of high value to people. That's why you're asking the question. Really, the answer is well... you know, who's going to take care of the police or the schools or whatever? The answer is you.
And there is really very little difference between police and security, too. I think we need to make that very clear.
What do you mean? There's little difference?
Very little difference between police and security. I mean, when you think about it, if there's no justice system involved, right, take away their sort of authoritarian, you know, this somewhat, you know, godlike class of people that this authority that the police have. And really, what they do is a security service. And really, the belief that there is any sort of, like, special class of police is a religion. It's nonsense. All they are is glorified security guards with prettier uniforms, supposedly. You know, like, they have, you know, Dodge Chargers and, you know, whatever. Like,
you could buy chargers for your
security firm.
Security company.
Yeah, but you can't put the lights on them. You can't have the fancy
you
decals.
Can have lights,
but if it looks like a cop, they're going to stop you. Cause
I think you have yellow lights.
You can't have their gang colors on your car.
You can't, yeah, there's certain colors you can't have. I, for instance, can put red lights on my vehicle because I am a volunteer firefighter, but I would only be able to use them in certain circumstances.
Right.
I'm not of the opinion that I need to rush to wherever I'm going. I think that's kind of silly to me. If I get there and I'm 30 seconds later than I would be otherwise, everybody's safe and no one's been disturbed by a bunch of flashing lights.
If you're not a volunteer fire department, volunteer firefighter, are you allowed to have any other flashing lights on your vehicle?
I think you can have yellow flashing lights.
Yellow flashing lights and that's it.
This is not legal advice.
Right. Because I've always been curious, because, you know, what I've always wanted to have, you know, since I was seeing the movie as a child, is I would like to have Ecto-1.
What is Ecto-1? Is the Ghostbusters
car
that bringing that back now.
The pink and the green flashing lights.
They were pink and green?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Huh. I wonder if you can get away with that. I've seen green flashing lights, but I can't remember what it was on. 855-450-FREE, if you know. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.